Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly, and it's time to open up the PC Workshop once again with Martin Howe from IT Know How, with our weekly look at stuff which may help you in and around your computer. Martin, what are we doing today?
We're going to be looking today, Darren, at templates in Microsoft Office. Now, the reason I brought this up is a lot of people will look at Word, and when and you'll talk to them about Word, and they'll sort of say, "Oh, yeah, that's for just writing letters, isn't it? And essays." And well, no, actually, it's not. You can actually be really creative and do quite a lot with it. Now, if you look at Word, Microsoft Word, and you'll see across the top on the tabs, you'll see that there's an insert and a design. Now, with both of those, you can actually do quite a lot to make your documents prettier, fancier, and make them jazz them up and do lots of bits and pieces with them. However, there are actually templates that are set there that can actually make things really quite creative. There are things from report layouts to flyers, from birthday cards to certificates. So there really is quite a lot you can do with Microsoft Word. Now, the way you find these templates is if you've got Word open, you click on File and New, and then you'll see where all that, once you've hit on New, you'll see all of these lovely documents all come up. Now, what I would say is once you've had a chance to play with a few of these, you'll soon get the hang of how to do it yourself, and you'll actually be able to start making your own birthday cards, flyers, etc., posters, the things that you may want to use for other things in your life. So if you can, as you're looking through other templates, you can actually find in PowerPoint, you'll actually find, again, behind the design tab, there's actually a very interesting piece that's actually set out, gives you a whole series of backgrounds. So that gives you a theme that runs all the way through your PowerPoint presentation. Very, very useful. Once again, if you click on File and New, you'll also find that there are loads of fantastic layouts there. Really, they're much snazzier, much more interesting, and actually can make things add a little pizzazz as far as it goes. So, if you want to actually make your presentations or your PowerPoint presentations or your Word documents even more interesting, you can actually get creative with them by using images and pictures that you can get from the internet. Now, I just want to remind everyone that you can do this using Google Images. So, again, just because we've talked about this in the past, if you go to Google, on the top right corner, you'll find an option that says Images. If you click on that, the screen does change over, but it actually looks like you're still searching for something, and that's quite right. But now when you type something in, it will now bring up pictures. And you can just scroll through those pictures till you find the one you want to use. If you click on View Image, that'll bring up the picture in its own right. And then you can actually right-click on it, copy, and then you go to your document and you paste it into your document. So very nice and simple. Now, I would only say there are copyright issues related to some of these things. If you're using these things privately and for personal use, nobody really objects. So if you were putting it on a birthday card to your mum to tell her you loved her and all this sort of thing, then that's absolutely fine. It's when you start using it to put a poster up around Taunton telling everybody about your new activity show or otherwise.
It's worth mentioning as well that some of these images will have watermarks across them anyway, so
yeah, you need to be aware
to prevent that copyright stuff.
You can actually buy those images from the people that have done that if you so desire, if you really want it that much, and particularly if, again, if you were looking at sort of advertising something with posters, then that might be the case. Now, I will just mention about Excel templates, because you can get templates for Excel. Quite honestly, you'll look at them and go, what's all that about?
I open up an Excel spreadsheet. Well, I'm like, what?
Yeah, but for those of you who understand a little better Excel and use it a little bit, if you have a look at them, what you'll do is you'll find that they'll give you some ideas. And I think that's probably something I've used them in the past, just to go like, if I do that and adapt that. So as I said, Excel templates will leave you a bit cold, but they can give you a hint if you know something about Excel. So that's all about Microsoft Office templates. As I said, to find them, you go File and New, and you'll pull them up. And you can pull that information through onto your PC and use them to play with. Finally, I wanted to talk about today. Now, Darren, did you know, or do you know?
Go on.
What was the most popular password of a series of hacked passwords in 2014? There were 3.3 million that were reviewed by an American company, and the top one was.
Passwords 2014 probably got something to do with Frozen.
No, actually, it was 123456.
Oh, really?
Yep. That was the most...
I love the way that people can do a survey on other people's passwords. Well, what's that all about?
Well, what they've
There's something really illegal about that, surely.
Well, then this is it. This is where it's come from. Basically, it's the leaked data. So where all these organisations have had that been hacked and it's all gone public, this company has pulled together that data, pulled together the passwords and analysed them. And as I said, the top one was 123456. And within the top 20, there's actually quite a number of combinations based on numbers and just using numbers. At number two, incidentally, was password. That was the most popular.
Right, now, up until about 2 years ago, I was guilty of of that very same word. Now, I just, because I'm a bit more savvy with stuff, all right, it's a bit long-winded because you have to change it all the time, but basically I just go blah, 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 on the keyboard and then a load of things just come up and I just use that.
That's fine as long as you've got a record of
it. Yeah, I take a record of it.
Other ones in the top 20, again, that come up regularly, QWERTY is one that comes up. New ones, as it were, football. A bizarre one, monkey.
Really?
Let me in. And one again to avoid, ABC123.
Yeah.
All of these feature in the top 25 of this list of 3.3 million passwords that were analysed. And the reason just for bringing this up again is just an opportunity to remind everyone, please use strong passwords. Yeah. Now, Darren's way of doing it gives you random characters, and that's fine. But if you've got to remember it so that you don't have to write it down, make it meaningful, but use a combination of capital letters, lowercase letters, and numbers. And if needs be, put the numbers in the middle of something that's going to be familiar. So if you were going to use your address in some way, shape, or form, you could put the first part of it, you could put Acacia, 14 Avenue. That's random enough. If you put Acacia with a capital A, 14 Avenue with a capital A, then, as I said, that's random enough that's a good strong password.
And if you're one of these that is not particularly good at remembering passwords, this, that, and the other, you can obviously get apps now for your phone that can store these things, like Password Safe, and store. You know, there's loads and loads of them.
Or you write it in a little black
book.
Stick it in the hallway, well away from the computer, yeah, out of the way, where nobody go and look for it, so that when people like me visit your house and say, have you got the password for, yeah, you disappear for 2 minutes while you go off and get it from your secret place.
My secret
place. And then you bring it back and we read it out because it's all been written down. So as I said, just want to mention that one as something new for the year.
And that's the PC Workshop. We like to do this on a weekly basis, and we like to try and help you with those not too complex things that are going on in and around your computer or your tap lock.
That's a new one we're developing now. We've gone past tablets.
Copyright, mate.
Yeah, tap lock.
And if we can help you out with these sort of things, then ideal. The world becomes a safer and happier place. My guest is Martin Howe from IT Know How with this week's PC Workshop.